In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Just prior to this in St. Mark's Gospel, we read that his own family did not understand his mission. His mother did not understand his mission. His brothers did not understand his mission. There were so many people that came and crowded around him. And they said, his mother and his brethren said. And how do I know his mother said it? This is a good question. How do I know his mother said it? Because if she, St. Mary, had said something, everybody else would have fallen in line lockstep. Because if St. Mary said something, it's like E.F. Hutton listens, right? No one else would have said a word. Who is going to know their son better than the mother that gave birth to him? So, even the mother did not understand his mission. And so it's written, I think it's in, it's the first part of chapter 3, that they thought he was beside himself. This is the way it's expressed in the Old English. To be beside yourself means people thought that he was crazy, that what he was doing was erratic or irresponsible or uncontrolled. He is beside himself. It says this, St. Mark chapter 3, first few verses. So when the Lord had wrought the miracles that he did, the Jews were inflamed with jealousy. And they said, he's not unlike us. He's not unlike us. You know, he's just a man. And the power that he has over these devils and these demons is because he is in league with the first of all of the devils, Beelzebub. And because he's with Beelzebub, Beelzebub has given him permission to cast out these minor deacons. C.S. Lewis has written a book called Screwtape. And Screwtape will talk about a dialogue with the devil. Wormwood is his name. Great names, right? C.S. Lewis was a heck of a guy. Clive Stearns Lewis, C.S. Lewis. But the older devil is giving instruction to the younger devil. And there's a hierarchy, as there is in heaven amongst the angels. There's a hierarchy amongst the devils. And one devil can put it on another devil. And permission can be given by a higher authority in the world of Satan for one of lesser power to obey. And it was by that that Jesus was casting them out. So said the Jews. And Jesus came back and said, he didn't say no. Jesus didn't say no. What you're saying about me is a lie. He didn't say that. What he said is, just think about this. If you have a strong man, how are you going to take from him his goods unless you like beat him and tie him up? You're going to have to do that, are you not? How is anybody going to come into your house and take your stuff without you putting up a fight? So the one who's taking this stuff has had to first prevail over the strong man. Well, the strong man in this reference is the devil. And what are the goods that the Lord is taking? The souls that the devil has collected through lies, through infamy, through deception and seduction. That's how. And the Lord is coming to tell them the truth. The Lord also said to the Jews, he said, look, you think I'm casting out devils by the prince of devils. Don't you know that if a house is divided against itself, it cannot stand? Famously, Abraham Lincoln said this during the Civil War. A house divided against itself cannot stand. You cannot have the South and the North at odds with each other and still have a union. So there must be a fight. And who will prevail? Well, Each one is saying that God is on their side. And Abraham Lincoln, in his wisdom, said, we don't know if God's on either side. Because how are we conducting ourselves in this fight? How are we handling this mission that we have? So then the Lord said this, and this is the thing that scares most people. Whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit, that person does not have salvation. It's the sin that's unforgiven. Now, there are a lot of fathers who will say, no, any sin that you commit with the proper repentance can be forgiven. Any sin you commit, any sin with the proper attitude towards repentance and hatred of the thing that you had wrought, it's fully expungible. You can get rid of it. So what does it mean here? What it typically means, it is by the Spirit. When the priest prays over you, he prays the prayer of absolution. The Holy Spirit descends. It always must be in conjunction with your will to accept the Holy Spirit. It can never come upon you like magic or a drug. If I give you a drug, whether you like it or not, the drug is going to have an effect upon you. It's not that way with God, because it's a relationship. Certainly we are his sons and daughters. Certainly we did not make ourselves. We are creatures. We have been made. We are creations. We have been made. We all know this. But we don't have to pay attention to our fathers. You know how many people have problems with their parents? In any group, any group. You pick any group that you want, you know. There's always this. And for what reason? It's for the exaltation of ego. Me, I want, I. Why? Because we've not been told how to value ourselves in the light in which we were made by God. I've told many people in confession over the years this. Think about the gifts that God has given you. Now, a lot of you don't appreciate the gifts that God has given you. For example, I'm experiencing very poor health. But I've had health. I've had health. I've had great health. I've had success in athletics. I've had success in music. I've had success racing cars. I've had flying an airplane. I've done a lot of different stuff. It's not currently a part of my life, all that I have just mentioned. And yet, I must give thanks to God, knowing that he made me in a particular way, giving me a set of blessings. Now, they're in large part, they may be completely different from the blessings that you yourself have received. But you've all received blessings. And if you learn to think of yourself in this way, it's like diamonds, emeralds, rubies, and sapphires. Which do you like? The red one, the blue one, the green one, or the clear one? They're all precious. They're all precious stones. And there's none that was created in a lesser way. So you all, if you have learned to value yourself because of the gifts that God has given you, not only will you love yourself the way God intended you to love yourself, not at the expense of anyone else. I'm better than you. What can you do? Look at all the stuff that I've done. I've got a history. I got a GPA. I got a scholarship. What have you done? No. That's what the devil promotes. He promotes the type of competition that forces someone to be a victim or a loser. Now, there are plenty of people that bring these things on themselves. The people that go into competitions they never should. You know, I love fighting sports, and so whether now the Japanese are way far away from this, and so in sumo, when I watch sumo, they don't have this. But in almost every other fighting sport, you will find both sides so adamant about what they are going to do to their opponent. And only one of them is right. Only one of them is right. What does the other person say? Well, did it change the ego? No. The reason that I lost, the judges didn't understand. I made a mistake, and I was just unfortunate that he capitalized upon it. But it wasn't because he was better, it's because I made a mistake. Or some other type of excuse. The devil has created all of these things in our social matrix. It's the fact that women will look at each other and they go, huh, look what she's wearing. Huh, look at that. Where did she go? You know, Ross for less or whatever, Ross for whatever that store is, it's for less. You know, so that woman's for less. I go to Nordstrom's. Nordstrom is just a department store for people who live in the suburbs. No, I go to Rodeo Drive. I mean, do you understand clothing? Clothing now? Anything can be a competition. That is what the devil has ordained. God has ordained. Look at beauty. And how does he describe beauty? He describes it as the internal beauty. Not the outward plating of hair, as we read in today's scriptures. No. So, when the Holy Spirit, if you reject it, comes upon you and you say no, it leaves. The Holy Spirit has tremendous, tremendous power, but it will not use it unless the person has asked for it and is willing to humiliate themselves. And why do we use this word humiliate? All that the person has to do, the only thing that the person has to do in confession, is tell the truth. Imagine, oh, I lie so much that I'm humiliated when I finally have to tell the truth. I'm such a liar. In all the rest of my life, with all of myself aggrandizement, I'm such a liar. So now I'm going to tell the truth. Ooh, I shudder at the thought. Tell the truth? Okay. But the Holy Spirit is the means by which we are cleansed from our sins. And if you are not cleansed from your sins, then separated you will be from God the Father Almighty for all eternity. That's hell. The last thing that this gospel speaks about is when Jesus was delivering this teaching, and there were a great number of people that were always surrounding him when he was teaching. It wasn't just to receive, you know, a healing or something like that, because the words that he gave, being of such power and such beauty, they were healing the inner man, the intellectual man, the spiritual man. And someone from the outside said, hey, look, your mother and your brothers have come, meaning tempting him. Are you going to leave us now? The other day, I was talking to somebody that had a problem, And Lucy came up to me with her daughter, and I said, I'm not talking to you, you have to wait. Well, she didn't have time to wait, and she left with her daughter. But when I'm speaking to somebody, that is the person that I am speaking to, and I will not be interrupted until I have concluded what I'm doing, because they are as important as anybody else. They may not have as much money, they may not have the length of time, you know, but I don't just, like I have call waiting. Let me get this other call. Because the person I'm talking to right now is not important enough to stay on the line with. No, if I'm speaking to you, I'm going to speak to you until the conclusion, and I'm not gonna allow interruption to take place. I'm just using this as an example. Okay. One woman called out from the crowd at another point that we read in the gospel. Blessed is the womb that bore you, and blessed are the breasts from which you nursed. And what did the Lord say? Blessed is the person who does the will of God. And he reiterates this again. Who is my mother and who are my brethren? It's not because she's my mother that I'm going to run to her. Why would I run to her? Why would I leave you and run to my mother? Simply because it's my mother. Can my mother not wait? Can my mother not take her space in line? Maybe I do love my mother above all other women on the whole earth. But can she not wait? Can she not? Jesus looked at the crowd and said, Who is my mother and who are my brothers? Who? Those who do the will of God. Those are my brothers and sisters and my mother. And that's the way that it must be. You must have pride in yourself because of the gifts that God gave you, not because of what you yourself think of yourself. You must think about the way God thinks of you. And then you'll not be in competition with anybody else. Have you ever seen two flowers clashing? A rose is so much different than a lily. Do you know what a lily is? It's that white thing that has the orangish yellow stamen. And then a rose is this thing that slowly unfolds and releases a most beautiful perfume, but is covered in its, and its stems with thorns. And how about the orchid? You put the orchid in the wrong temperature and the orchid dies immediately. It has to have a certain amount of humidity and it has a certain amount of heat, and it only grows in tropical climates or in artificially induced tropical climates. And how about the tulip? You know, there's more than $1 million waiting for somebody in Holland or anywhere else it may come from to create a black tulip. It's impossible to create a black tulip. They have all the colors of tulips in the whole world, but not a black one. I mean, really black, not like dark blue. I mean, black. They have not been able to create a black tulip. And they're looking for the black tulip. People have got a lot of money to burn. I mean, not in this church. Unless we're talking about vacations and expensive cars. But, you know, flowers don't compete. Animals don't compete. One of the ugliest animals in the whole, one of the very ugliest animals is the hyena. It's a really ugly animal. Somebody said one time it looked like it was made by a committee. You know, but it is one of the most successful breeds of animal on the African belt. We should look at ourselves this way. I don't compare myself with any other priest. I, however, will say this to you, And I want to say this to you in the sense that St. Anthony said it first about himself. When I see a priest who is doing something better than I can do it, I am jealous and I want to do it the same way. Just like somebody who's running track or doing something else and they find out that this guy has, you know, run a race in this particular time, or he has, you know, done something in terms of a field event and he's put the shot or he's thrown the discus or the javelin or he's jumped or whatever like this, whatever is going on, right? And he's, oh man, I want to get that. I want to do that. Or in football, people that have records. I want to beat that record. I want. If it's for just the self of self-aggrandizement, then it's just devilish. But if it's for the sake of, I admire this so much, this is so beautiful. In the life of St. Anthony, written by St. Athanasius the Apostolic, the 20th Patriarch of our church, it's written by St. Athanasius that St. Anthony would see something that another person had, and he would look at it like a gem, a gemstone. But in his hand, he would polish it. He would polish it, he would facet it, he would refine it till it burnt with a gem-like flame. That's the way that when we look around at our community and we see people that are doing well, we say, that's great. No evil eye here. No evil eye here. That's for crazy old women, evil eyes. But for us, we see something that's good, I'd like to emulate that. I'd like to become that. Maybe if I ask, I can get some information about the path that he chose in order to arrive at the same destination. Wouldn't that be wonderful? You compete with yourself and with no one else. Glory be to our God, both now and ever, and unto the age of all ages. Amen. Sorry, Ian.